What the hell were we talking about? MMA news?
We do?
Oh, no, we were talking about, the guy who killed his wife because of Starbucks addiction and Roy Ridge.
Oh, yeah, and I'm addicted to Starbucks,
I believe Roy Ridge.
Yeah, you know, I bet
motherfucker.
What the hell? That's a new one.
It's Oxycontin John, you know that is?
Yeah, I know. What do you mean? I fucking named him.
Oh.
I was here.
No, you didn't. I did.
Bullshit, I named him.
I fucking named him.
Bullshit, I named him. You motherfucker, run the tape back. Because I went, what's your name, dude? And he went, John. I went, perfect, Oxycontin John.
Did he?
I don't remember.
I remember.
I think
clear as day.
I do everything.
Yeah,
everyone's saying that you did. You did name Oxycontin John. Okay, you can have that one.
No, I just think it's everything. I don't know. I don't even care. The Oxycontin John, is he still calling or did he die?
I don't know. I don't think he died.
No, I know, but that dude was on a, man, he was on a bender. I think it lasted his whole life.
Oh, look at this. Who's this? Hello.
I'm riding his bitches behind.
Got on the VIP line. Out of his oxy mind. Forever be dead of the year.
That's right, we roll down here.
I love this fucking song, man. That's great.
Oxycontin John, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he just disconnected himself.
Perfect.
That's about as much as
I love that song.
That's all we needed, really.
If he comes in for like 10 seconds every show, it's perfect.
Yeah, he's on he's on fire this afternoon, Raw Dog.
Yeah.
Man. Hello?
Fucking nightmare.
Alice, mate.
There it is.
All right.
Oxycontin John, how are you?
That's right. I'm going to help that bitch out. Get Gay Ryan on the phone.
Wow.
I'll show how it's done right.
You'll have gay sex with Gay Ryan right now?
Fucking right.
All right. Gay
Ryan, call up, motherfucker. Come on. TikTok. TikTok.
You're ready. Right. This would be a one chat. What about, can you have gay sex with Mayhem?
Oh, yeah, I'll fuck Mayhem.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I know how he likes it. Likes it rough and hard.
Mayhem, take it away.
Yeah.
Come on, Mayhem. Come on, John. Are you ready for
Mayhem.
This? Are you ready for my 9-incher in your butthole?
No, I'm taking you, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, whore.
All right.
It's a three-way. Gay Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Get in there. You guys, start fucking each other. Go.
Just smother me.
I'll smother you.
Be serious, Ron. Come on.
Yeah, I'll fucking stuck my whole cock and balls right in your mouth. You better lick my taint while it's in there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Bruise my chin.
Oh, you please.
Come on,
you
Ryan.
You can do more. Come on.
Oh,
come on, Ryan.
Him?
Go.
Come on. You going to stick a finger up my ass or something, man? You just playing with me.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah, I want it. I want it all.
All right, bend over and put your legs in the air.
Okay.
Like you're breaching birth.
Oh, yeah, here. There I am.
I think I found
it. I'm ready. I'm ready, motherfucker.
I think I'm going to pull it out.
No, don't pull it out. Finish, you motherfucker.
Ooh, it's all cold like spaghetti.
Oh, man.
Come on, you guys, go.
You fucking bitch.
Oh, you know, my hand looks like,
You're not really gay, are you? You're not even gay.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm more about walking than talking, because I'm not really good at the phone thing.
Ryan, fucking stop doing something.
Fucking Ryan, read it all.
Fucking him.
Phone sex with Mayhem, phone sex with me. He fucked it up.
I'm still going with him.
Hurry up.
Finish up, man. Come on.
Fuck.
I mean, what, you got your knob in your hand? Or should it be in my mouth? Is that what I should say?
Yeah,
it should be in my mouth.
So you'll shush for a while.
Come on, Ryan. Liven up. Yell at him. Let's get into it.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, put it in there.
Oh, shit. I touched my kid.
He throwed it.
His kid is in the rope. them to my kid, and he hung up.
Dude. Oh, he was just talking about things.
He's talking about taking loads.
Yeah. Put your knob in my mouth.
Oh, shit, my kid.
If your kid is anywhere in your house.
I was, like, really going for it. I was about to, like, yell.
You were not really going for it. You're the least gay guy on the show.
No. I was just about to, like, once he was getting that, like, he wants that trucker voice, I was really about to go into it.
I don't believe you, man. I really think you're gay.
There, and then I don't know what happened. Then,
oh, like, he's gay.
He's gay?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand how he gets so intimidated about being gay.
That's weird, dude.
No, I'm not. It's just that. It's just kind of funny over the phone. It's like, it's, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't mind meeting him in person.
Oh, man. Yeah, you'd be too nervous, trust me.
Yeah, I think you'd be more scared in person.
Yeah, way more scared, dude.
Oh, would I?
Yeah, I'm kind of
a celebrity.
I know, I'm an ugly brute. That's why. I'm not like a cute gay guy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, gay Oxycontin John?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that song.
Yeah, too bad.
Hey, fucking,
You talked about putting a knob in your mouth in front of your son. How does that feel?
Is your kid still in the room?
No, my kid's not in the room. He's in his room. I have a daughter and a son. Mm. And he wasn't in the room when that happened. He opened the door to come in the house.
No, it's a good thing your room's soundproof.
Man, you're high.
Hey.
How many oxys have you had today, John?
Six. Just trying to maintain, man.
Yeah, that shit is real.
You know, life's fucking bullshit, man. You know, every day, got the struggles coming down on you. Need money, got the bills. Motherfucking kids don't listen. You don't listen worth a shit. God damn it.
Man.
You know.
Your daughter's there listening?
She ain't listening. She's kind of walking through, you know,
yeah.
Trying to get another meal because they eat all the motherfucking food in the house.
Cocksuckers.
I can't even have something to eat, man.
Well, eat Oxycontin, John.
I already did. And then I'm having another some one beers and some vodka and, you know, having a little bit of smoke, you know.
Sounds tough. Smoking what? Weed, taking Oxycontins.
What? Yeah, thanks, baby. Okay, go on.
How old is your daughter?
Go watch TV. How old are you, sweetie? 13?
Yeah.
She's 13.
Yeah,
I'm talking to Jason Allen. Yeah?
I can hear the radio on in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because she's standing right here next to me. Don't get all serious up on me, man. I'm trying to keep it together, and these, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, well said.
Every day, it's a struggle. I don't know how you motherfuckers get through the circle.
I'm sober. That's kind of how we do it.
Yeah, bro.
Check it out.
You know, if you just try to maintain. And then I don't know how to cut down from that.
You got to go to rehab, John.
Huh?
You got to go to rehab.
Man, I ain't got the money for that.
You got the money for the cottons and the booze and the weed.
Yeah, but it's a minimal amount at the, you know, at one time. Like my man came by and, you know, and I drive. Stop it. Go to the other room. Hey, go to the other room.
Way to take control there.
Go to the other room.
Saddest call.
This is bad, John. You're bumming me out now.
I know, man. It's a bad situation, man.
You got to sober up.
How do I do that? You know,
where do you live? What state are you in?
I'm in Missouri.
Damn it. I kick the
right
fuck out
of this
state every day.
Right in the motherfucking country, man. Right.
You know what I mean? Every morning, take a pill because you're hurt, and then I'll kick you in the leg, give you a reason to actually chew that pill.
I wish it could be that easy, you know?
I think you need to go to rehab. Really.
But, you know, that's like fucking $15,000, $30,000, what? You know?
There's alternatives, bro. There's programs out there that are set up for people who don't have a lot of money that you can clean up, bro. They'll give you some pills that will wean you off all this hardcore shit that you're on. Yeah. There's a way to do
it,
bro. You
got to make an effort,
You
dude.
Just don't want to make the effort. I understand how it is. You got an addict mentality. And we always fuck with you and let you, you know, goof off on the show. But honestly, dude, we're making fun of you. We are making fun of you.
You're making fun of yourself.
I know that, man. You know,
yeah,
and,
so, you know, if you want to clean up, you can do it. But you have to take the first step to go, I want to clean up.
I'm standing here right now saying that. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
You know, shut up.
Let me talk to her.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
No.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
Oh, no, she don't want to talk to you, man. She's making fun of me, embarrassing me.
Well, you're embarrassing yourself, John.
Yeah, dude, you're making the choice.
I know that already, man.
Well, why don't you pull your fucking finger out of your ass and sober up? You knew this conversation was coming sooner or later, John, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had our fun and whatnot, but you seem a little more clear headed today, and you're thinking about it, and you're like, man, I got kids, and I got, you know.
Why don't you just try and be sober tomorrow, and then leave it at that?
Yeah, don't have to think further down the line.
Call you sober tomorrow and see how that goes.
Try it.
Yeah.
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 Why don't you try one day sober?
One day?
Yeah.
All right. I'll try that tomorrow.
Hey, let me talk to your daughter real quick. Just
hold on.
Tell her it's about keeping you sober for one day.
He wants to talk to you.
About being sober for one day.
She
can hear the radio. If you're listening, hey, make sure when he calls me tomorrow and says that he's sober, make sure that he is. If he's lying, tell me. She'll hear that, John.
She heard it.
All right, enjoy your afternoon, John, because tomorrow's going to suck.
You're fucking right it is.
And if you do it, if you're sober when you call me tomorrow, I might send you something, all right?
I'll...
But if you're lying, I'm not sending you shit.
I understand that. I'll try that, man.
All right, have a good day, dude. Hey, it ain't that bad.
And I will do the best I can.
It ain't that bad, dude.
Hey.
You can do it, dude, easy. It's
you know what? Thank you, Raw Dog. Thanks for chirping in. I love you, Alice May.
Love you too,
love you,
John.
Raw Dog. Mayhem, quit putting that red shit in your hair.
All right. Oh, man, if we should be... This is the only good thing about a TV show. If I had a TV show, I would love to just go to that dude's house and just make an episode about making that dude sober and pay for Mayhem. We can have a hotel around near where he is and just kick the fuck out of him every day. And be like, Go, there you go. There's a jar. A day to try to pick up that jar of Oxycontin. And every time he goes to get the jar, he kicks the fuck out of him.
Extreme Rehab.
Yeah.
Come on, it writes itself.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a good show. Dude, Extreme Rehab with Mayhem Miller.
You know, I'm friends with Dr. Drew.
Right.
Yeah.
We could make it happen, I'm sure. I don't think
can't.
I don't think he'd approve of our methods.
Yeah, fuck his methods. Half those assholes on his show go back to it anyway. What's his fucking record? I could get these cocksuckers sober just as much as he could.